Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. This episode of Coach P's Perspective is brought to you by Manscaped, the world champion in men's grooming, the best in men's grooming. For me, I've always believed as an athlete and as a coach, if you look good, you feel good, you're going to perform good. So I like to turn to Manscaped products. I use their shampoo, body wash, deodorant, lip balm, cologne. You name it, they pretty much have it, right? World-class trimmers. And one of the things I love about Manscaped is this. Whenever we're looking at their grooming products, they are paraben-free, cruelty-free, dye-free. If I'm going to put it on my body, I want to make sure it's healthy, and I want to make sure I smell good, right? So if you or someone you know wants to stay fresh, smell fresh, you want to walk out there with confidence, make sure that you go to manscaped.com, check out the products. And you can get a 20% discount right now using the code COACHP20. That is COACHP20. The world champions, the best in men's grooming, Manscaped. Hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Today, I want to talk to you about stress management, but also increasing productivity. And sometimes those feel like they could be miles apart or they don't go together, but truly one affects or impacts the other. So why am I going to talk about stress? Why do I even want to go over this? You know, a couple of things. One is I fully understand stress. Okay, I think everybody does. And the other one is, I think we all want to be more productive in life. I know that, like, I love James Clear, okay, Atomic Habits, constantly studying his things. But I've also, pretty much my entire life, tried to figure out how to be very efficient at everything that I do. Sometimes I tell a story about when Rob was a kid, you know, my parents made me make my bed. And so in order to kind of skip a step, and I'm not lazy, but I wanted to be efficient, I just kept my bed made all the time. I literally went and got a blanket, and I think maybe I had a sleeping bag, and I just put that on top of the bed. I slept in that, get up, rolled it up, moved it, and I was good to go. Same thing with my school clothes. There was a period when I was like a third or fourth grader where I would just start sleeping in my school clothes. Okay, so just silly things like that. That thankfully didn't last very long, but I would set them out the night before, which I'm going to talk about later because I still do that. All right, so on the stress side of things, just speaking for myself personally, you know, I am a husband. I'm a father of four kids. All of our kids are in sports and activities, so they're going all over the place. My wife is a high school volleyball coach in the fall and a high school softball coach in the spring. I am a high school head wrestling coach for both the boys and the girls program. Do that during the wintertime. In addition to that, of course, I do this podcast. I'm a full-time school teacher. I'm a mindset coach. So I have multiple individual athletes that I work with, mindset training in the sport of wrestling and jiu-jitsu. And then I also work with teams for mindset training in the sport of wrestling. All those together equal a very busy life. So you have to learn how to be as productive and efficient as you can. It also brings with it a lot of stress. Okay. I'm certain anyone listening to this, your life also has many stressors. Stress is not a bad thing, right? Unless it gets out of control. So, you know, various studies say different things, but some say, you know, you have distress, which are things that are a negative stress, or eustress, which are things that are a positive stress. I think that some sort of stressors in our life is a good thing. Same way that if you work out, you tear down muscle, it's a stressor on the muscle, rebuilds back stronger. We need those type of things in our lives. I feel like we were, and as a believer, you know, even if you look at the Bible, what did God tell, you know, Adam and Eve? Like, tend to the garden, right? So basically they were doing some sort of work. I think humans are just innately have this thing inside them that wants to work, that wants to be productive, that wants to try to figure out, you know, how to do something that is physical, that is mentally challenging. And, you know, today in our world and society, that ends up being the job that we have, the families that we have, the passions or hobbies that we have, you know, so various things take up our time, effort, and energy. Now, talking about how do we manage stress? How do we increase our productivity? I'm going to kind of go through a few of the things that I have found over the years that work really well. Okay. And again, I'm constantly studying these things, trying to bring in, not inventing the wheel or creating the wheel, but refining and making it my own. Okay. So, you know, you often hear about people that have different morning routines or evening routines, things like that. And I've tried lots of them, but you got to find something that works for you, your lifestyle, your goals, and adapt. So as I go through these, hopefully there's some things that you can steal here. You can take these thought processes, these perspectives, or these tangible tools, and then use them in your life. Okay. So the very first thing I want to talk about is, you know, when you get up in the morning, if you have a great morning routine, that's awesome. I think I have a decent morning routine. I can't say that I found one that I just feel like, man, this is it. It knocks it out of the park. But once I get to work, here's something that I do. And maybe you work from home. Maybe you work in an office. I work in a school setting. So once I get into my office at school, the very first thing I do is I make a to-do list. Okay. And that often starts the night before. I will come back to that later. All right. There are people that love to-do lists or people that are against them. Here's why I personally like the to-do list. One is my life is just too busy. So if I don't write these things down, I'll forget them. Okay. Two is I love organization. All right. So it gives me an organized list of things to do. And then going through and checking them off. You know, I've got to admit, I'm a little OCD. So if I don't go and like literally put a check mark by them, sometimes it feels weird to me. But it's not so much. Some people feel like they're just checking off. No, I just use it for organization personally. But I make a to-do list for the day. And then here's how I like to jump into that to-do list. Some people say eat the frog, right? Which means find the hardest thing and get it done first. My thought process is not far off of that, but I like to start with something very simple first, actually, and get a win. Success begets success. Okay. Winning leads to more winning. And it is ultimately just creating momentum. You know, you hear the wake up in the morning and make your bed because you've begun your day with a win. And I agree with that. All right. So I like to do the same thing on my to-do list. Find something very simple that I can knock out right now, right away. I get that knocked out. That creates positive momentum. And then I will jump into my eat the frog, which is find the most difficult thing, the thing that you're dreading, the toughest thing to do, and begin working on it. Okay. So for me, this is a increased productivity hack, but also stress management. When I make a to-do list, because it organizes my thoughts, organizes things that I have to do, I can always come back to it because I'll forget as I get into other projects. And then I can go through and I can check those things off, get a quick win, and then jump into the more difficult things. All right, moving on. Next thing. If you can, and this is a thought process, if you can do it now, do it. Right. So if you can knock something out right now, do it. I think a good example of this is you're at home, you get done eating and you go over and you could just put your plate, you could just put your dishes by the sink, you could put them in the sink and then walk away. But honestly, it's probably going to take you maybe 30 more seconds to rinse it off, scrub it off and throw it in the dishwasher. Or if you don't have a dishwasher, to literally wash it and put it away right then. Okay. So for me, very simple tasks like that, that when you don't do them now, they add up to become things that are more difficult later. So with us having four children, so six people in our household, when everybody just goes and starts putting their dirty dishes in the sink, then your sink fills up very quick. And once those things, you know, the food and stuff like that dries on there, now you got to go back. You got to get everything wet, sometimes soapy. You got to really scrub it off there, or even let it soak before you put it in the dishwasher. Heck, you might as well just be doing the dishes right then. So if you can do it right now, do it. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to go down rabbit trails and do every single little thing, but I think having this thought process saves me time ultimately down the road because things don't stack up. And then it also frees up a little mental space, which leads me to this next point is no procrastination. Personally, I do not procrastinate, and it's not because I'm, you know, such a go-getter. I don't like to procrastinate. If I have something I know I need to do, it just sets on the back of my mind, right? For me, it's a burden. It's extra weight. It becomes very heavy. So I'm focusing on these other things I'm currently doing, but that thing that I either should be doing or could be doing or didn't do, and I could have done it now, right? That thing is just weighing on the back of my mind. So if I have something, and again, let me run back to this real fast. Also, because I'm very busy, if I don't do it now, I will often forget. Okay. So for me, I do not like to procrastinate. If I have something that I need to get done, I will get it done. I will go in there. I will work on it. I will get it done. I know sometimes that's almost to a fault, drives my wife, you know, nuts sometimes, because once I start to focus on something, I get like ultra super focused on it, right? And I typically don't walk away until I finish whatever it is that I'm doing. But again, it brings mental freedom for me. It's like a burden lifted off my shoulders. It brings a lightness. Going back to that stress manager, it reduces stress whenever I have something I need to get done. I knock it out. It's out of the way. Now I can relax the things off my shoulders. Okay. So if you can do it now, do it. And then no procrastination. All right. The next thing, this is a big stress management. Working out. I would say my wife likes me better when I work out. And it has nothing to do with my physical appearance. I'm a nicer person. I'm a better person. I'm a funnier person whenever I've got my workout in. And probably because I've been an athlete my entire life and I've worked out my entire life, right? So when I was 5-6 years old, I started doing 100 pushups a day, not at once, but my dad started having me do pushups. So I would do them throughout the day. And I actually still continue that practice as a 44-year-old. Working out is a part of my lifestyle. I was a college wrestler. You know, worked out hard. I trained with my athletes. I'm not saying people have to be fitness gurus. I'm not saying you have to like do that all the time. But whenever you work out, that is an actual stress reliever. You know, you hear people talk about like a runner's high, or people when they run, they sort of get addicted to running. And whenever you work out, you know, your body releases endorphins. So releases lots of good chemicals, you know, dopamine, oxytocin, you know, there's a lot of good chemicals that are released whenever you work out, serotonin. So, and then those endorphins, you know, some people call that a dose, right? Todd Durkin, one of my favorite podcasters / authors / coaches, he says that's your dose whenever you work out. And it really is. Now, here's the thing about working out. You have to make it a priority and you have to schedule it. Because if you have a busy lifestyle, if you are stressed out, we know that working out will help you reduce stress. It will actually put you in a place where you can increase your productivity. But if you're doing all these other things, you will be tired. Okay. So for example, the first half of this wrestling season, and maybe not in the first half, but the first quarter of this wrestling season, we were running back-to-back practices because we have around 60, 70 athletes. And, you know, we had to divide them into two groups. So we were running a full practice and then another practice right on top of that. And I'm in there showing technique. I'm running a lot of the practice. I was exhausted after the second practice, but I still needed to get my workout in. And I typically work out with my athletes, but we were sending them down to, you know, to the weight room or to work out while another group was upstairs doing technique or drilling. And I was running that portion. So I wasn't getting to go downstairs and work out with the athletes like I normally do. So I was trying to do it after the second practice. And to be honest with you, the workouts weren't great. Now, was I getting activity and some workout up in the wrestling room? Yes, I was, but I wasn't getting to work out the way I wanted to work out. And a big part of that is because I was just exhausted. So if you go through your work day and then you maybe got to come home and you're feeding your children or you're doing whatever it is, okay? And then you want to try to work out and all of a sudden you don't because like, hey, man, I got no energy. I'm just not feeling it right now. Well, feelings are fickle. We know that. We can't do things based off feelings. So you have to find a time that works for you. You have enough energy. You can get after it. And your workouts do not have to be long. People that think you got to go to the gym for an hour, you don't. Okay. And I don't care if you do it in your living room or you go to the gym, whatever it is that allows you to do the best workout, put yourself in the environment to do the best workout. It's going to fit into your lifestyle. Do that, right? The best workout's the one that we do. The best diet is the one that you'll follow. But you got to schedule it. You have to make it a priority. Now, for me, it's easy because I work out again with my athletes. And so I have like a scheduled or set time every single day when we work out. Right now, outside of wrestling season, I go and run off-season weightlifting for off-season athletes. So right after school, I'm working out with them. I do that in the spring and I do that again in the fall. That allows me to get my workouts in and I get to be around the athletes and coach them up at the same time, right? So teaching them how to do strength and conditioning that way, this is another great passion of mine. I love strength conditioning. I love training like that. So for you, find a workout that will work for you and then literally schedule a time and do not deviate from that. Make it very consistent. If you got to get up in the morning, do it in the morning. If you have to do it over your lunch, do it over your lunch. If you can do it in the evening, do it in the evening. Find something that works for you. Okay. Great stress reliever. And once you feel better and you've had those endorphins released and all that, your productivity is going to go up. For me, one of the best times to do things are after I've got a good hard workout in, because man, I'm motivated. I'm feeling good. Now a little bit later, I'm tired, right? Because I got worn out. But if I can do some stuff pretty quick after my workout, it is a great time to do that. All right. The next thing for stress management is breath work. And I don't know how much you've studied breath work. Again, I love pretty much everything, strength conditioning. And breath work has really moved into the forefront these last couple of years. So it's something that we do with our athletes, something we teach our athletes, and something that I try to practice a lot myself. There are lots of kinds of breath work out there. Okay, you need to just YouTube it and you'll find a lot of them. Some of them I do periodically, some of them I do very consistently. I'll just give you one that I love to do consistently. Okay, and it is called box breathing. And box breathing, the Navy SEALs do it supposedly. And that's why I learned it from a former SEAL. And I watched a YouTube video or maybe listened to a podcast. But I think a YouTube video was the very first time I ever saw it. And then, of course, I studied it and began to implement it. But box breathing, very simply, you can go 4 or 5 seconds at a time, but you're going to inhale through your nose. And let's just use fours, right? So I'm going to inhale for 4 seconds. I'm going to hold that for 4 seconds. Then I'm going to exhale for 4 seconds. I'm going to hold that without breath for four. So inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold for four, and then repeat. And when you very first begin it, it is not easy. It's funny because you think, oh, it's just breathing, right? You want to make sure you're doing it correctly. And then for me, at least almost every time, it takes a little focus and thought to make sure I'm doing that. Now, once I get in a rhythm, once I've been, doing the box there, right? So I've been going 4, 4, 4, 4, doing that for 2 or 3 minutes. I just get in a rhythm. Then my mind can begin to wander, think about other things. I'm no longer having to fully focus on it. My body can just kind of do it. But at first, it takes some real focus. For me, I like to just lay down on the floor. So I am in my office right now at home, and this is where I have to do my box breathing. I will just lay on the floor and I'll put 5 minutes on my timer. So start out slow. Right? Put 2 minutes on your timer. Make it something you know you'll do. Put 1 minute on your timer. I don't care. Make it something easy that you know you'll do. Typically, I'll put about 5 minutes on there, sometimes even up to 7. If I'm in a hurry, I might do 3 because something's better than nothing. And I will just do box breathing for that given amount of time. Okay? Find some sort of breath work that works for you. For me, after I've done, let's just say 5 minutes of box breathing, it almost feels like sometimes you take a nap and you wake up groggy. Sometimes you take a nap and you like feel totally refreshed. It's like that time you've taken a nap and you feel totally refreshed. So I can do 5 minutes of breath work. I'll get up and my mind is clear. My body feels good. I feel relaxed, renewed, refreshed. Now I go jump back into the other things I'm needing to do. So because I have managed the stress, because I've done the breath work, now my productivity is increased and it's up because I feel good. I have energy. And I go do the things I need to get done. All right. Breath work, look it up. Okay. The next one, make sure that you build some fun or some laughter into your day. Having children, we have some built-in laughter. That's also some built-in stress. One of the things I do very intentionally, and I do this over my lunch most days, not every day, but most days, I will get on YouTube and I will find some funny comedy videos and I'll watch those. Right. So if I have a little bit of time, I may watch them. As I'm eating my lunch, I may jump on and just watch one. So I typically like to watch, clean comedy. So it doesn't have a lot of cussing and things like that, but I'll jump on, I'll watch some comedy. I'll laugh again, kind of get those endorphins going. It's good medicine for the body, good medicine for the bones. You feel better after, and you're more productive after you've relieved stress again. Okay. Eating well, this is a big one. make sure that you're putting good nutrition in your body. If you're putting junk in your body, you're going to feel like junk, right? So trash in, trash out. If you're putting good food in your body, you got to figure out what diets work for you. For me personally, I like to eat very balanced. I try to make sure that I have good protein, good carbs, and good fat in every single meal. I fast, you know, a lot of days in the morning. You don't have to fast. I don't consume a lot of calories during the day. I don't like to get tired, and I just feel like if I eat a lot during the day. Now, lunch, I'll try to have a decent lunch, and then I often consume the majority of my calories in the evening. That works for me. You got to figure out what works for you. You may have to consume a lot of calories earlier and then less later. Okay, figure out a system works for you, but eating well, eating healthy for me. So again, it's good carbs, good protein, good fats. I always make sure I get good fats in my diet. And then, hey, all the fruits and veggies you want. Some people are like, oh, too much sugar, whatever, and fruits. That's what I like to do. But when you eat well, you feel good. When you feel good, you're productive and you have less stress. Okay, next one, thinking about other people. If you think something good about somebody, let them know. Send them a text message. Call them, right? Little messages from people that are uplifting. Hey, just thinking about you. Man, I appreciate you. I'm grateful for what you did at this point in my life. Whatever it is, you know that whenever you receive those, you feel good. Whenever you send those to somebody, you also feel good. And then you've made that person feel good. Okay, so think about other people. Do things for other people. That's just a simple, quick little way to do it right now. Man, showing love to people. Let somebody know that you love them. Somebody that you love, reach out, right? Maybe you guys are long distance. Maybe it's mom, dad, brother, sister, best friend, former college friend, whatever it is. Shoot them a quick text message. Let them know you're thinking about them and you know that you love them. Reading, find something good to read. I kind of have some things I read daily. So my favorites, I guess you would call Bible study or scripture study. I like Uncommon Life by Tony Dungy. It is one of the best. So Uncommon Life Daily Challenge, I get in there. I read that day as I read the scripture. I pray, think about it. Okay. I also like to read some stoicism. So the Daily Stoic, I like to get in. I'll read that in, you know, either in the morning or over lunch. And then John Maxwell has a good one, The Daily Reader. Okay. And it is, again, you have something to read each day and it's about leadership typically. So in addition to those, if there's a good book that you love that you're reading or that you listen to on Audible, I think reading does something when you like literally physically read, it's good, but you don't always have time. So when you're driving in your car, and don't get me wrong, I love music and that's a good stress reducer as well, but I don't always listen to music. So if I'm in my car by myself, I'm listening to a book on Audible or I'm listening to my favorite podcast. So finding podcasts that are uplifting, educating yourself, again, motivation, less stress, and you're learning little tools and hacks to increase your productivity. Okay, so getting a little bit of reading in every single day is great. Now I'm going to jump to the evening. And for me, this is a time I think that stress definitely can be reduced. After I've had a hard day, I've been working, trying to get things done. Now it's the evening time, can start to back off a little bit. Again, if you have a great evening routine, I typically like to shower, you know, an hour and a half before bed or whatever. I end all my showers, whether it's evening or morning. A lot of times I'll do a quick one in the morning with usually about a minute, but 30 seconds to a minute, typically around a minute of pure cold. So I do my shower and then I don't hesitate, no hesitation, bam, turn right to cold as it can be, and sit there front, back, soak 30 seconds to a minute. I like to go right around a minute at least typically, and it'll take your breath. It's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. I believe it builds mental toughness, but again, you're also releasing endorphins. It's dropping. So if you're doing this in the evening time, you're going to drop your core temperature a little bit, which is what you need whenever you're going to go to sleep. So getting that quick cold shower in, but that kind of starts off the evening routine, maybe some reading. I try to make sure that whenever we're getting into bed, I plug my phone in away from my bed so that I can't reach over and grab it. I turn it to sleep mode. That way, if any text messages or calls are coming through, if a call, if I have somebody, my favorites line is going to come through, but that way I don't have messages popping up, I don't have text popping up, and I'm off my phone, I'm not getting in the blue light from my phone. And man, it's a great way to reduce stress. Now, in saying that, there are times, if I haven't done this yet, I'll walk back over. I've been laying in bed for 30 minutes or whatever. My wife and I talk, maybe we're watching a show, whatever. And I was like, God dang. So I grabbed my phone, but this is something I really like to do. And this goes back to the very beginning of having a to-do list. As I lay down and begin to relax for the evening, I often have lots of thoughts that come in my head. Sometimes it's inspirational thoughts. Sometimes these are things that maybe I want to talk about in this podcast or things I want to write about, I want to speak about, or they're simply just things I need to do the next day. So when those things are coming in my head, I grab my phone and I email myself because I know that the next day when I get to work, I'm going to be checking my email at some point there in the morning. Okay. And my to-do list is there and it's ready. So if I forgot anything on my written to-do list, it was there. But when I do this in the evening, I'm getting my thoughts out. I'm putting them down in the email. I know they're going to be there, so I'm not going to forget them. And that allows me to be productive the next day, but it also creates mental freedom for me. Okay. So it's a good way to really relax, mental freedom. A couple other things that you can do actually before you get in bed, I think that are very simple. Getting your food ready for the next day. So before I even go upstairs, I usually grab my lunch. I have like a little lunch sack. I get my food ready. That way you're not just eating junk or you're not going out to eat or whatever, which is fine if you're going to do that sometimes, but I prep my food for the next day and I eat very simple. But I get my supplements, all that stuff. I get it ready and my bag is ready, right? So I have my laptop and everything is ready to roll. It's all in the morning. I can just grab it and walk out the door. Okay. So getting all the food ready and prepared and having your bag, just like you would tell your kids, right? Hey, take your backpack and you have everything ready for the next day. That way you don't forget anything. Same thing as an adult. I try to get everything ready the night before, as well as my clothing. So whatever clothes I'm going to wear the next day, I will lay those out. We have a closet, and in my area of the closet, my wife owns the majority of our closet, but in my area of the closet, I will lay out the t-shirt or whatever shirt or pants, whatever it is I'm going to wear. I have the shoes I'm going to wear, the socks, literally I have it all right there. So the next day, if I do jump in the shower real quick, I can jump out, I can get dressed, I'm good to go. I don't have to spend time picking out what I'm going to wear. And again, that reduces the amount of time. It reduces the amount of stress. It reduces the amount of decisions I have to make because you can get decision fatigue. So there's just one less decision I have to make the next morning. And it allows me to increase my productivity. All right. I know it's a bunch. I threw a lot of things at you right there. Take any of those, go back, write them down, listen to this, and still whatever you think would work for you. We all have stressful lives. It's funny because we live in this modern era with a lot of technology. We have our phones, we have our laptops, and that's supposed to increase productivity, but it often keeps us very busy. And sometimes it is anti-productive because we're scrolling social media, or we just end up getting caught up in doing maybe more than we would have done because we're trying to do a million things because we have this technology. Okay. So find ways that you can organize for yourself. You can increase your productivity. You can reduce your stress during the process so that you can live a fruitful life. You can enjoy your life. You can be the best at your job. You can be the best you for your family, and you can take care of yourself, right? You can take care of your mental health. You can take care of your physical health. You can take care of your soul and your spirit. All right. So stress management, lots of ways you can do that. If you have any ideas, I would love to hear those. You know, feel free to send me an email, coachchadparks@gmail.com. Feel free to reach out on social media. Facebook and Instagram are my two main sources of social media, just Chad Parks on Facebook or at Coach Chad Parks on Instagram. Send me a message. What are some of your stress management non-negotiables or your stress management hacks? What are some of the things that you do to increase your productivity? Because this is Coach P's perspective. I'm giving you mine, but I also add to my perspective because of the things I hear from highly productive people or other people that share those things. So I would love to hear yours as well. All right. This has been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. May God bless you, smile upon you, give you peace. Until next time, we're out. Hey, before you go, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coach P's Perspective. And then a couple things that I would ask. One is hit the subscribe button. That way, every single time a new episode comes out, man, as soon as you open up your podcast app, it is right there, ready to roll. You can listen to a new one. The second is, if you would, and we earned it, give us a 5-star review, a quick written review, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts, that's great. You know, one of the ultimate goals is to grow this show and to positively impact as many people as possible, and that helps. And then lastly, jump over to lanefrostbrand.com. Visit my friends over there. This is an incredible company, family-owned, operated, honoring the late, great Lane Frost, who is A former rodeo champion, was one of my idols growing up, and this is one of my absolute favorite companies. So if you need ball caps, t-shirts, all kinds of apparel, again, go over to lanefrostbrand.com and check them out. Thank you guys again. Much love and God bless.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.